We've been fooled by our tool. excuse that expression. we've been fooled by our tool. GDP has been our hammer, and our nail has been a 19th and 20th century industrial era model of success. And yet 64% of the world's GDP today is in that intangible industry we call service, the service industry, the industry I'm in. And only 36% is in the tangible industries of manufacturing and agriculture. So maybe it's time that we get a bigger toolbox, right? Maybe it's time we actually get a toolbox that doesn't just count what's easily counted, the tangible in life, but actually counts what we most value, the things that are intangible. I guess I'm sort of a curious CEO. I was also a curious economics major as an undergrad, and I learned that economists measure everything in tangible units of production and consumption as if each of those tangible units is exactly the same. They aren't the same. In fact, as leaders, what we need to learn is that we can actually influence the quality of that unit of production by actually creating the conditions for our employees to live their calling. And in fact, in Vivian's case, her unit of production isn't the tangible hours she works, it's the intangible difference she makes during that 1 hour of work.